is Sean with Voices LaVon, and I'm speaking with Kelly. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks for asking.
So we've had the pleasure of being able to get to know a little bit about each other's backgrounds, and you've got a very expansive background with spirituality and understanding not just how the human psyche works, but also how it can motivate with you know, different aspects of hypnosis, which some people get a little gun-shy because they don't really understand how that works, but also just, you know, personal enlightenment, which goes right along with the name of your company. And what is the name of your company?
Enlightened Step Hypnosis, Life Coaching, and Consulting.
That's right. And you've been able to connect with a establishment in the Broadopol area in Indianapolis that you're going to be doing some classes as well as connecting with people there to help them. That's called the Ohm Home. Allison and Abigail, they're kind of the forefront of that. And so you're going to be helping in a few different ways. If you could kind of touch on, let's say, a main focus of what you do, and then kind of some side focuses on where you also help.
All right. How I met them was, I think, kind of funny. I laugh. I call it Google divining, or this happened to be Facebook, but. Everybody goes, oh, so you know Allison Abigail. Well, actually, I didn't to begin with. And I think Abigail and Allison had put out a Facebook to a community that out there and just said, anybody interested, please, we're kind of interviewing. We want to see if it resonates. And all of a sudden, I saw it. So I just said, yeah, I'd be interested. I love what they were talking about creating this space, and I thought Broad Ripple definitely needs it because they had a place there and it had relocated. So sent her a little text back and we met, and as I walk through this life now, I love to lean in on my intuition, my heart, how I feel when I meet somebody, instead of my logical, well, let's see if this is good, let's see if this is a nice fit, and you're all over in your left brain. And just so you know, left brain is logical, right brain is creative. And so I go by feeling, and when I started talking with and we met up, we were all just in alignment. We were all connected because it's about bringing new modalities, and they're new and old in ways, to people to lift them, help them find a way. So Ohm Home is doing that. They have a very genuine, authentic approach to movement, to creativity, to the healing arts. So I was happy to see if I could offer my services. And so what I do there is I have classes. I do them usually about once a month. And they're on a Thursday night. But so far we've done dreams, a two-part series on dreams. We did dream interpretations. We talked about, and then we did the advanced side, which was about trance and hypnotic state meditation. Then it moved into astral travel, lucid dreaming, and then remote viewing. So I like to take people on a fun journey where they get to look at, learn about, and possibly, you know, experience. So so that was our one of the starts. I've got past life regression workshop coming up, hypno healing, hypno writing, hypno art, and I also do storytelling of fairy tales. So we're going to have this month fairy tales for children under the tree. And it's a free form of creating a story while you're live. Instead of having something pre-written, we get to create the story together, and the children will be involved. And then I have some things coming up where it's enhancing your intuitive gifts, learning how to relax that busy left brain so that you can step into feeling. So many of us have been trained not to trust that, not to trust your emotions, not to lean into your intuition. And that's, in essence, an automatic system that helps us, but we shut down purposefully. And we need to learn how to re-engage it again because it serves us so well.
Wow.
I don't know how many times somebody has said to me, oh, if I'd only listened, I had a feeling. I knew in my gut that was wrong. It's like, well, how do we exercise this so that we keep it up and running all the time, and we listen to it as well as our beautiful left brain? It is there for a reason, but it's overtaxed right now, and it's learning that balance.
Well, and I think a lot of people are their worst enemy because they, you know, even, you know, hypothetically being motivated when you get up in the morning and, you know, just those repetitive things, that there's things that can happen throughout your day that can be highlights. But, you know, for people that might have kind of a bigger shadow that's hanging over their life, you know, to really kind of be able to get past that and help have somebody be able to kind of coach them through that and look at the things they should be focused on. And I'm assuming that that's really what you really try to get them, besides when you're actually doing hypnosis and trying to get them to focus on whatever positive or negative they need to get out of their world, or positive they need to bring in it. But I think that's really great. And we're going to get into a little bit more specifics about the different things that you do. And then, and when you meet with people outside of doing stuff at the Ohm Home, is that up where you're located, or you come to them down in Indianapolis area? Or
I do a little of both, but I have an office that I work with out of my home. It's wonderful for individual sessions. I will do event classes where, let's say the past life regression one, there are a lot of people who are kind of curious and interested. So I can host a group together where we, you know, it's more of an intimate setting, but it's multiple people. And we experience, you know, hypnosis, and they experience their journeys, and then we share at the end. So it's fun. So I can do that on multiple types of topics. I can do that with the healing and that. And the other thing is, it's really a very personalized. When you work with me, I am. It's about your journey. It's not about what I have to say that's going to make the big difference. I will help you to get where you need to hear yourself, to know your own truth,
right?
And to address your own fears, because the ultimate villain in anyone's scenario is the fear that is standing in front of them, keeping them from what it is they're trying to get to or do or become. So it's, how do we take that down, and how do we encourage them to step into the bravery to move through it? You don't want to remove fear, but you need to understand it and manage it and move past it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and we're going to dive into a little bit more of the specifics so they can understand really how you walk them down this path step by step. But we're going to close this one out, and I thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.